Welcome back, everybody, to the show. Happy to be with you, but it's a somber one. We are going to be talking about the massacre in Uvalde that happened 2 days ago. So that's going to be the subject of this solo episode. You know, there's a lot of people in this country that have been impacted by gun violence and that are already politically active. And there's a lot of people who are just politically active because they care about, you know, issues that don't just affect them personally. Point is, there's been a lot of activism about gun violence, and here we are again. Now, for me, I can't hide behind this, this genuine searching for political identity theme. No, you have to figure out very quickly. We all have a duty, I believe, a moral duty to these kids to take a hard look at gun laws and figure out what we believe in and then fight for that and demand change. Those of us who have been on the sidelines need to get active. But I don't try to persuade anybody of anything here. I actually am trying to figure out what I believe. And so I have one simple conclusion that I've already reached, which I'll get to shortly, about gun control that I think is just common sense and a good starting point. But before I get into my little rambling, not very well planned, grief-filled discussion about this massacre, I want to say that episode 35 of this podcast, I had a woman on named Julia Fusco-Lubaroff, and in that episode, I think I ended up calling it Be the Change because that was her, I don't know if that was her slogan or something, but she's certainly being the change. She, inspired by a personal connection to the horrific events in Parkland, the Parkland shooting. Wasn't that the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas? Do I have that right? Yeah, I had to pause and look it up. I did. I'm sorry, that was going to bug me. Her connection to that shooting, which she talks about in that episode, inspired her to draw upon her experience as an educator and connections with tech people, brilliant tech people. And she's created this site. Eventually, it's going to be an app. It might even be an app already at this point, called VoteInOrOut.com. And it's one of those sites. You know, there's a lot of these emerging, and hers is really great, and you should please check it out, where it holds politicians accountable. And it makes it's an easy interface. It's like a social media, a Reddit or a Yelp, if you will, for social media, for politics. And it was initially born out of this desire to do something in response to the Parkland shooting, really, as she says, inspired by the kids' protests, wanting to give them a tool. So here I am, shocked, you know, my conscience is surely shocked, and it's a day or two after the George Floyd anniversary, which was also shocking in a horrific sort of way that you really hope to never experience. And so you have these two events, and you have to address them kind of in context. But I wanted to just remind you about that episode I did with Julia and to please check out her work. Okay, so let me just get into my little thing here and I'll wrap this up. First of all, we're dealing with kids here yet again. We're dealing with kids. This is hell. This is Stephen King couldn't write this in his wildest dreams. Okay, number one. We saw the interviews with Anderson Cooper the other night. The one stands out of that young father who discovered that his daughter had died because one of the young girls that he was treating as a medic himself. You know the story. So it's brutal, and we're hearing that the gunman, I don't even want to call him he. I don't want to assign any attributes of personhood to him. But this kid walked in, and he was not confronted by an initial officer. That was a conflicting report. Okay, we know. So the details are unfolding. We're questioning the law enforcement response. Maybe it ends up they did a fine job under the circumstances. Who knows? We'll find out. But this is hell. Okay, so we're dealing with that. So let's get that out of the way. Our hearts are breaking. Okay, that's what we know. I'm just trying to identify what we know before we start judging, because everyone, you know, I just saw a clip of Ted Cruz being asked quite reasonable questions by a reporter about gun control. And, you know, his standard political defensive move was, oh, I understand the Democrats and the media, they want to politicize. And the guy was like, no, we're just asking about gun control. And then the interviewer, because Ted wouldn't answer, says, why is this American exceptionalism so bad? You know, and Ted got offended and ended the interview because he couldn't handle it. He wasn't prepared. He wanted to pretend like he got offended, Cruz did, but really he couldn't answer. So this is hard for everyone. We're trying to figure out what the issue is. A lot of people are screaming and saying it's obviously guns, and we're going to get to that in a second. But this show is trying to talk to everybody. I'm trying to talk to Trump supporters, trying to talk to Bernie supporters. There's a lot of overlap between them, by the way. Trying to talk to Romney. You know, I'm trying to talk to everybody in America on this podcast. Now, so let's start with what we know. Our hearts are breaking. Okay. Some people are saying, you know, I saw a tweet by Chasen Buttigieg that said, Republicans want to make this issue about locked doors. Well, look, a lot of it is about locked doors. So let's not oversimplify. This is obviously about many things. I'll just cut right to the chase. Let's just make it a rule that you have to be 21 years old to buy an AR-15. Like, let's just start there. Okay. Let's just start there. Okay. But how do you move people who see the issue like they're from two different planets? Like, and I don't mean that pejoratively, but it's like, some people say the issue is guns, and some people say, well, we didn't ban, like Lauren Boebert said, we don't, and I'm not trying to be like mean here. She said, we didn't ban planes when 9/11 happened. Now, you could laugh at that, and you could say, oh, she comes across as childish, which I think she totally does, and petulant and unbecoming of a person in Congress, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. But what is she saying? Is it that unreasonable? You could laugh at it, but you know, we didn't ban planes after 9/11. Okay. What is she saying? She's saying in a terrorism act, first of all, this is not terrorism, right? Well, we don't know yet, but terrorism is the violence done for politically motivated violence, right? Whereas the Buffalo shooting, it looks like is going to be terrorism because it was obviously motivated by replacement theory, white nationalism, which I got into a little bit with my guest last week. I want to thank him for joining me, Isaac, last week. Great chat. Listen to that if you didn't already. He summarized beautifully the flaws in replacement theory logic. But whereas the Buffalo shooting was terrorism then, in my view, this one, as far as we know right now, is just you have a sick situation. I know a lot of Republican politicians are saying, look, you don't want to react to this tragedy by politicizing it, by talking about gun reform, but it is fair to bring up gun reform when school children are being murdered. So it's not playing politics by bringing up these reforms. It's really just a question of where do you stand? Because the Republicans are just going to say, look at the states with the highest amount of gun laws, and there's the most gun violence. So these arguments quickly become recalcified. So I really do understand and respect the Republican point, which is don't react right away to high-profile tragedies with swift changes. But the question is, where do you want to go with this? What do you want to do with it? And like I said, just raise the age to 21. We've got a clear mental health problem in this country. We've got to address the underlying causes. But let's try to get these 18, 19, 20-year-olds who are sick in the head, let's prevent them from getting the rifles. And then we can begin in earnest our discussions about broader reforms. How's that sound? At the very least, like I said, let's all, out of respect for these poor kids and their families, let's all reflect on gun reform. Let's do a little personal research. As always, let's come to our own conclusions, but let's make it a priority, please, out of respect for these kids. It's just a very hard to fathom tragedy, but I guess people who are more experienced in this field and more politically active have been here before. So let's do some reflecting, because it's going to happen again. And we need to ask ourselves if we can be proud of our behavior and respect ourselves as citizens if we continue to stand on the sidelines. So thanks for being a listener. Hope you have a great rest of your day or whatever it is where you're listening. And I'll catch you guys next week.